Revelation chapter 20, the 1,000 years. Then an angel came down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a huge chain. He seized the monster, the ancient serpent, namely Satan or the devil, and chained him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and closed its gate with the key, then secured it with locks, that he might not deceive the nations in the future until 1,000 years have passed. Then he will be released for a little while. There were thrones, and seated on them were those with the power to judge. I then saw the spirits of those who had been beheaded for having held the teachings of Jesus and on account of the word of God. I saw all those who had refused to worship the beast or its image or receive its mark on the forehead or on the hand. They returned to life and reigned with the Messiah for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead will not return to life before the end of 1,000 years. Happy and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection, for the second death has no power over them. They will be priests of God and of his Messiah, and reign with him 1,000 years. At the end of these 1,000 years, Satan will be released from his prison. Then he will set out to deceive the nations of the four corners of the world, namely Gog and Magog, and gather them for war. What an army, so numerous, like the sand of the seashore. They invaded the land and surrounded the camp of the Holy Ones, the most beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. Then the devil, the seducer, was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet already were. Their torment will last day and night for ever and ever. The Last Judgment. After that I saw a great and splendid throne, and the one seated upon it. At once heaven and earth disappeared, leaving no trace. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before the throne, while books were opened. Another book, the book of life, was also opened. Then the dead were judged according to the records of these books, that is, each one according to his works. The sea gave up the dead it had kept, as did death and the netherworld, so that all might be judged according to their works. Then death and the netherworld were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. All who were not recorded in the book of life were thrown into the lake of fire.